Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, that city of sunshine, and palm trees are blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. Wish you were here. Ah, this is a beautiful day today, even though there are a few showers going on. It's a lovely day to be with Jesus. Oh, we thank God for you, you and you, our listeners, those that listen on a continual basis. We certainly appreciate you and send you lots of love and hugs, knowing that you are receiving them right now. Yes, yes, yes. We love you. We really do. Call somebody and tell them to tune in today. The number is 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on air. Let us know if you appreciate the program or something you'd like to hear us talk about. We'll try to accommodate if we can. And also, if you need a prayer request, leave us a prayer request. We will put it on our list and begin to pray until you let us know that God has moved in your behalf. And we thank you for it. All right, we're going to pray now. Starting off, we are still praying for Minister Ward there in Jacksonville, Florida. We're praying right now. Sending the word of God to a faithful woman of God that has been up and down the road to different prisons praying for those incarcerated. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we send the word to Minister Ward at this hour. Lord, that you touch her wherever she needs you to touch it while she's in the hospital. Father, in Jesus' name, we cancel the assignment of Satan right now. In Jesus' name, that she be every whit whole. Every whit whole right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Father God, we send the word to Darlene Howard, who's had a stroke, and there in Jacksonville also that was taken to the hospital. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you touch her right now. Touch her body. Touch her right now, Father God. In Jesus' name, make her every whit whole. And Father God, we are praying for her husband, Jimmy Howard, Father, who they said had had cancer. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to touch him right now. These are your servants, Father God. Look upon them right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord, for it right now. Father, we ask you to touch Sister Ella Moffitt, God. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, touch her body right now, God. Touch her leg in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Houston Baldwin, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, who had kidney and liver failure. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch them. Touch him right now in Jesus' name. Make him every whit whole, Father, right now. Lord, touch May and Brown, Father God. Touch Man Brown, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Make her ever withhold right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, you made the kidneys, God. You made the liver. You made everything, Father. You heal them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch the Sienna Brown, in the name of Jesus, who had a tomb in her eye. Lord, touch her right now, baby Sienna. We call it done in Jesus' name that she will see well, Father, and we thank you for it. Father, we ask you to touch James Harrington there in Virginia, Lord God. We ask you to touch him and touch his family who's going through a great loss with Reverend Rudeline Sheffield. Father God, who has passed on, God, who's finished her work, God Almighty, who's known throughout, Lord God, of the work she's done for you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask you to touch them, bless them right now, comfort them in their hour of bereavement, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching Jessica Parrish, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you right now for it, God. We thank you for touching Carla Scott right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save her, Lord God. Save her soul right now and make her everywhere whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for touching Miriam Christian right now. In the name of Jesus, make her everywhere whole in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it, God. Father, we ask you to touch LaWanda Sheffield, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, there in the hospital, God, touch her, Father. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord God Almighty. Touch her husband right now, God. Make him everywhere whole, God. Touch his mind, touch his spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for touching the Ritters there in St. Thomas, Father. We thank you for touching them right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, make them everywhere whole, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, God Almighty, we thank you for touching your pastors all over, God. Those we know, those that are going through great trials and tribulation, those who the enemy has touched their bodies, touch them right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the mighty acts that you are performing among your people right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise and honor and glory for it all right now, Lord. Every one of them, name by name and one by one. God, let them know today, Lord, that you are on their side. And they don't have to fear. Oh, God Almighty, we thank you for touching those that is incarcerated, those we know, those we don't know. Father, in Jesus' name, God, let someone come out, Lord God, and confess that they've been really born again, washed in your blood, Father, made every whit whole, will not go that way anymore. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for the new life. We thank you for the new minds that you're giving your people right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. For our listeners today, God, we thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, a praise report is that LaToya George came through. All right, all right. Everything is well. She's home with the new baby and all. In Jesus' name, the baby came out all right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know the devil don't care how he gets you. Praise God. He don't care which way he gets you to, what he take from you either. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we thank God that she's made it through. Hallelujah. My, I know she didn't like it the way it came through, but, you know, she made it anyway. She's still alive. Isn't that all right? Yes, God is so good today to his people, isn't he? You ought to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank him every time I wake up and I'm still here. I can't, well, if I wake up, I'm still here, ain't I? Praise God. If I wake up and everybody in the household is still here, say, are you still here? Hallelujah. I want to hear somebody say, amen, I'm here. Hallelujah. And I know it sounds silly, but you know, they could be gone. They could have left in their sleep. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. So you say, are you still with us? Amen. I'm here. Hallelujah. Everybody's accounted for the day. All right, God, I sure do thank you. They're still with us. Amen, amen. And you know, you don't thank God enough. Don't take it for granted that they're going to get up in the morning. And you too. All right. Let's give you a little word today, and it says the hysterian need not be a prophet, but the prophet must be a student of history. The historian need not be a prophet, but the prophet must be a student of history. Are you a prophet today? Huh? Do you know your history? You know what? Being a prophet, do you know Jesus? Hmm? And that is what I would ask today. Do you know Jesus? We have got prophets here all over the place. Every time you turn around, there's somebody that says they're prophets. You know, glory to God. But you ain't seen nothing from their works, did you? My. Glory be to God. So here today, we're so glad to be here. I'm just happy to be alive, tell you the truth. Amen, 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 amen. I'm just so happy to be alive. And, you know, glory to God, the whole, somebody all over the world is right now praying for Bobby Christina Brown. Somebody all over the world is praying for her right now. Glory be to God, my. Oh, yes. So if the will of God be done here, we will see results. Is that right? There's something that calls all men to come together and pray. Isn't that something? My God. But if we told you to just pray for each other before then, you don't know our name, you wouldn't have done no kind of praying, now would you? My. Because you worshipped her mother, you're praying for her. Now, I know that sounds cruel to you, but it's not cruel, but it's just the truth, huh? Now, if you did not know her mother and worshipped her mother, you know everybody worshipped Whitney for her voice. That's what you did. My God, people take everything and make a God out of it, but they don't want to make God hit. Who is God? God. You see what I'm saying? I know I'm a little perturbed here in a way, but I'm praying for her also to make it through and then don't come that way anymore. Whatever caused that, don't get in that predicament anymore. And I'm praying that she learn a lesson when she come through. And everybody else that's going through these things and trying to destroy yourself, and because you're distraught and everything, think about it before you do it. Think about where you're going to end up at. All right, in the first place, think about, is you going to go with God or are you going with the devil? You need to think about it before you make some of these steps. And if you want to get all, I'm a melon now, you want to get all tied up with the wrong man and with the wrong woman, and you've been told and you know you have those little things that tell you this is not the right one, this is not the right way, and you overlook it. When God trying to look after you, you overlook him. And you do what you want to do, what your flesh want to do. That's what you do. I know I'm meddling in your business today. Glory be to God, but the truth will make everything all right. Hey, glory be to God, hallelujah. Don't, you know, stop trying to do things your way. Your way is not it, do you see? We're a nation of people that everybody want everything instantly and their way. You won't think everything is Burger King. We think everything is Burger King. My. And everything ain't don't have it your way. Praise the Lord. My God. I was just meddling a little bit here today. Praise the Lord. Because I look at the way people are, the way they do things, everybody, including the church world. You want to pray for her, not because she needs prayer, but because she's Whitney Houston's daughter. So you don't want her to leave here like that. You say, why are you saying that? Because the motives that you have for, instead of praying for everybody, there's people on Facebook every day that need prayer. Yeah. Some of them there's some very bad people, and some of them are good people being hurt, have been hurt. They ask for your prayers. Do you utter a little prayer for them? Are you making vigil prayer for them in your church? Are you, maybe the church down the street got the wrong number, wrong address or the wrong, they're in a bad neighborhood and you ain't, they need prayer because they're in a bad neighborhood. Or maybe they got the name that you don't like, a church name, Catholic, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, whatever the name is on their church, you don't find it necessary to pray for them. My God, and you need to be praying for them that their people will come to the full knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ. This is what you need to do. If you find an atheist living down the street, are you going to pray that their knowledge be made clear in Jesus Christ, that they will come to the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, yes, 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 I'm meddling now. Glory to God. And this is what I'm saying today. We have so many issues today going on in our lives, and yet we want to say that we belong to Jesus Christ. I'm so glad Jesus wasn't like that at all. My, I'm so glad he made provisions for us. Huh? Each one of us, no matter what our nationality is, no matter what color our skin is, no matter what our address is, no matter whether we got money or not in the bank, glory to God, God loves us as we are. He gave his life for us, whichever one we are, under whatever category we live in, glory to God, or what street we own, he made provisions for you. Yes, you just have to accept it. Accept what he has for you. Glory be to God. I'm just a meddling here today. Praise God. My. You know I get like that sometime, don't you? My glory to God, my God. God is good. Huh? And listen, there's so much we have to do, so much we need to do, so much we need to focus on, you know. What is the reason, huh? What are reasons? Everybody want to jump on somebody else's bandwagon instead of starting your own band. You know, see what I'm saying? My God, God has given each individual, huh, the work, a ministry of reconciliation, a ministry of bringing people into Christ Jesus. And yet we won't use it. We'll go jump on somebody else's bandwagon. We want to do what they do instead of doing what you're supposed to do. And then you, when somebody tell you wrong, you want to get mad, kill them, dip them, do whatever you want to do to them. You see what I'm saying? You always want to do something evil because somebody brought you up to the point where you know that you're doing wrong. My. I guess I better leave y'all alone today. Come glory to God. But see, I'm thinking about something. I was sitting here thinking about something today of what God is doing today. Huh? Everybody wants money. Huh? But nobody want to do what God say do, but they want him to pull them out boatloads of money, shiploads, huh? What is the biggest instrument? One of them dump trucks. You want a dump truck full of money to come and dump it in your yard. That's what you want to do. But nobody want to pay the price for getting that money, huh? Even after you get the money, there's going to be some problems. You see what I'm saying? You think the money is not going to answer your problem, but now the Bible did say money answereth all things. Now, it's only going to answer some problems. A few problems is all it's going to answer. You hear what I'm saying? They're going to pay some bills. Now, you can guarantee that if you pay them. Glory be to God. But, you know, some people don't want to pay no bills even if they have the money, you see. And then some people want to pay bills and they ain't got the money, you see. Glory be to God. So there's all of these things in the world. We have to live with these things. We have to live with these people. Also, everything ain't right and everything ain't wrong in the world. Do you hear me? There's some good people. There's some bad people. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's good in every nationality. Let me tell you, ain't no one nationality prone to bad stuff. Huh? Some people want to say all black people bad. Some people say all white people bad. Some say all Puerto Ricans bad. You know, they're bad in every nationality. Let me tell you right now, you can find some good and some bad. that in each one of them. God made it like that. Do you hear me? Glory be to God. The devil got to have something to do, don't he? And he don't care who he do it to. And that's the problem is you don't understand that fact that you're not exempt from it. It's someone used to say all the time, if it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. I could be the one in that bad situation doing that bad thing. The devil could have get into my mind and my heart and caused me to do them ugly things. Do you hear me this, hear me today? Amen. So you better thank God for his grace and goodness that he has wrought upon you to keep you from the evils of this world. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. My, my, my. I know that ain't what you want to hear. You want to hear about this, the shadows that I've been talking about. Well, that's the shadow in your life. Glory to God. See, we have these things in our lives, and they're hidden there, and you don't want nobody to know. You have hatred. You don't want nobody to know, don't you? Come on, talk about, talk to me today. Talk to yourself then today. Glory be to God. You have attitudes with people for what? For reasons you don't even know yourself. So you see, that's a shadow in your life. And it has come forth there and it make a black dot upon your life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because somebody going to see it. And when somebody see it, they're going to talk about it. Glory be to God. So ain't no such thing as don't want you talking about me. Well, if the shoe fits, you ought to wear it. Glory be to God, my God, my God. But see, we walk around in these shadows, and in our flesh can be a shadow from everything. Do you see what I'm saying? But God, in his goodness, always do what? He lets somebody see the veil of the flesh held back to see the real you. My. Have you ever thought about that? My God, my God. Now, you know, we did talk a little bit about the Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration, didn't we? Just a little bit about it. We talked about it. But when you think about it. Think about what God is revealing. It could be good or bad. Now, which is God revealing in you? When that flesh, the veil from the, of the flesh be drawn back, what's being revealed? Tell me now. What's being revealed in you? That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know. What's being revealed in you? Huh? Now, when Jesus flesh, that flesh body that he came in, and it was drawn back. It was like the veil that Moses had. It was drawn back, you see, to see the glory of God. See, the disciples were there, and they saw the glory in all his majesty. They seen it right there. What was going to be? What was coming forth is what they saw. Do you get the picture here today? My, my, my. And it was a radiating glory. Oh, my God, it was full of energy and power, that power. And my, like, just like a dynamite had went off. Do you hear what I'm saying? At that point, at that place, you see. And what did it do? It was a revealing thing. It was revealing something special. Is it your flesh veil has come back? What is it revealing at this hour? This is what I want to know. Is it revealing the power of Almighty God? Or is it revealing the evils that the enemy has set in you? That he brought forth in you? Is it a generational thing that needs to be done away with, huh? Glory to God. My. You can talk to me now. Glory to God. You can call and talk if you want to. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll let you have your say. But see, when that veil of flesh is drawn back, it's going to reveal something. And yours could reveal what? Huh? The evilness that you thought to do to your neighbor or to your friend or to somebody. It could even have the glory of God showing forth, the work of God showing forth. You see, I won't mind this beat them greater works that he talked about in the chapter of John. I want them greater works to be shown. You see what I'm saying? He said, greater works shall ye do. Because I go to the Father, you see. Oh, my God, because he's gone, I want to do some greater works. I want them to be shown. When I come forth, don't you, you too, I know you do, every one of you that's listening, I know you want to come forth. Yes, you do. You want to show forth the glory of God, don't you? You want to show forth what Moses had, don't you? You want to see that, huh? Because what Moses had was only just a tidbit, tiny bit of what was coming forth. You see, and relate the two together. When Moses was up in Exodus on that mountain with God, asking God all kind of questions, you know, like you do too and I do too, glory to God, asking God all kind of questions and everything, that same glory, God's glory, shined on Moses. Can you see that? And he had to put a veil over his face. Now, that veil was still there on down the line because people could not look on the glory of God. You can't stand it if God come in. You know, when that glory come, you can't stand it. Did you know that when the glory of God really come into a room, you can't stand on your feet? Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? You will not be able to stand. I ain't talking about laying hands on you and you falling out on the floor. Amen. I'm talking about nobody don't have to touch you. But the glory of God, that energy, that force just come there and nobody can stand the presence. And you know where you fall? Why is everybody, when they get to praying for you, fall backward? But when you read in the scripture, when the glory of God is present and they fall in his presence, they fall on their face. And when they fall on their face, they fall on their face worshiping God. Because as Moses couldn't look at the face of God and you wouldn't be able to stand in presence, you got to stand and hold your head down. Yes, for the glory of God is present in the place. Glory to God. Now, I don't know how it got there. I don't know how. I ain't going to worry about it as long as it get there. It's what I like. But I love to read about that. You know, I love to even think of it. We want to see that, don't we? Now, let me go to the 33rd chapter of Exodus here and read a little bit here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It just did my heart so good when I began to read this. This morning again, I done read it a whole lot of times, but today I just read it, you know. And it says in the 10th verse of the 33rd chapter of Exodus, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. Pardon me. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. Now, isn't that nice? To be friends with God. Lord, I'd love to be friends with God. Wouldn't you? Oh, my God. That'd give me goosebumps right now. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Now think about it. Here was a man, a young man, that stuck with his leader, didn't he? Through thick and thin, he was there. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, where was his brother? I wondered sometimes, where was Aaron? Why Aaron didn't kind of stick with him? But he wasn't supposed to, I guess. And it says, 12th verse, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wast send with me. Now, have you ever asked God that? Now, he tell you to go somewhere, tell you to do something, and you say, God, who going with me? Who is there to go with me? Who has the heart to go with me? Huh? who's adventurous enough to go with me? You will ask God something, wouldn't you? So Moses is asking God, all right, now you done told me all this here, now who gonna go with me? Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Now, when God know you by name, that's real personal, ain't it? You become his friend. I'd love to be a friend of God, wouldn't you? Where he know my name. Oh, my. Oh, hallelujah. I'm having a good time right now just knowing that. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, God done told Moses, you know, I know your name, and you know, I got something special for you. Mm-hmm. And then he said, now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, now he just told you that, show me now thy way that I may know thee. Now, listen, you know me. Now, I want to know who you are. Is that right? Are you in that predicament today? Now, God, you know me. Now, I want to know who you are. Mm-hmm. I want to see something real. You know, we do pray that sometime. God, I want to know you real beyond a shadow of doubt, not what people say. You are what you say you done. I need to know for who? Myself. Do you ever think about that? You need to think about that sometime. And he said, that I may find grace in thy sight and consider that this nation is thy people. I need some surety here. I need something that I can stand on when everything fell, when the ground is sinking, I can still stand on. I need that assurance today. Do you? Come on now. We still in the shadow. Glory be to God. We coming out right now, though, aren't we? And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Know this. Be assured. Be assured that I'm going to be there. Oh, God said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Didn't he say that? Didn't he tell you that? Listen what he told Moses. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. In other words, if you ain't going with me, I don't want to go. Isn't that right? Now, if you are undecided about some place where God has told you to go, you need to get in here and read this scripture here, the 33rd chapter of Exodus, and see some of the ways that Moses approached God in order to get that assurance that he's going to be with me and that you the one told me to do this. See, don't take, you know, you hear something, you think you hear it in your ear, and it's, you don't know whether it's God or the devil. Huh? So why don't you consult God to see, let him give you assurance that it's him that's talking to you and telling you to do that. Because some of the things that God tells us to do, it sounds so out of it, don't it? It sounds crazy. But, honey, I found out the crazier it is, the more it's God. Mm-hmm. He don't do things the way man do things. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You'll get that after a while. And this is what he say. For wherein shall it be known here that I and the people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that that thou goest with us? So shall we be separate. I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, you done separated us to be your own. Your called. I still need a little more proof. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? He want to be sure he making the right decision. He want to be sure he making the right steps. Are you sure today you are making the right steps? My. Think about it now. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. How many times I got to tell you this now? I've given you my grace. You have it. Favor. You have it. I know your name. I call you my friend. Because I know your name, you are my friend. Be assured. Huh? And he still ain't assured. Look at the 18th verse. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Oh, he want to go even deeper, didn't he? He want to see it all. Do you want to see it all today? You want to see the glory of God in your time? You don't want to wait till you get to heaven. You want to see something now, don't you? Come on, talk about it now. Yes, you do. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Now, when I read that two or three times or four times. When I think about this, and I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Now, you see, when you got that blessed assurance, when God has given you his word, his promise, listen what he said. I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. It's all going to be yours. Did you hear what I'm saying? Everything that you ask. And then another scripture saying all that you think God will give to you. Did you hear me? Glory be to God. And this is what he said. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will make gracious to whom I will be gracious unto, be gracious, and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. See, I'm going to take you and your name that I know. And it's going down through generation after generation after generation. That you are a man that has seen the goodness of God in the land of the living. I am the one that have changed your appearance. I have allowed you to see all my glory and goodness that I could give to man. Lord, let's go on a little further. I'm getting a little happy here. And he said, thou canst not see my face, but there will no man see me and live. Now, remember this. Now, you can say you see the face of God all you want to, but this is what he say. No man can see his face and live. So if you still alive, you lying. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. Now, I'm going to take you to a place by me. I like that, too. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. I'm going to put you on a rock now. And it shall come to pass, while my glory pass by. Now, listen, when you in a service, if the glory of God is present in that place, let me tell you now. Don't you try to run and hide, but you're going to have to get in the place where he can pass by you too. You want to pass by you, don't you? I know you do. That I will put thee in a cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass. You know, just so you won't see my face, so you can live and declare the works of the Lord. You can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Oh, my God, are you ready to get in that position? Are you ready to be in that position for God to pass by you with his glory? He's unveiling it to you right now. He's taking away that carnal mind, that flesh that you dwell in so much and depend on so much. He's passing by at this moment. Glory to God. Somebody ought to say amen. Don't you feel his presence right now where you are? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to shout and say hallelujah to God right now, because he's passing by this moment with his glory right now to touch you. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't need to see his face, glory to God. All you need to do is feel the goodness of God, because it was made just for you and me. Hallelujah. And I'm feeling mighty good with it today. Hallelujah. And glory to God, when he said, I would take away my hand and I just don't see my back parts. Oh, hallelujah. That's just enough for me. I don't have to see his face. I don't have to see nothing else. Hallelujah. But but all I can see is the hand of God upon my life. And when their hand stood in front of my face, the glory was extolled unto me, hallelujah. And when you feel the glory of God, hallelujah, then you can say that anointing has came forth like never before. And you are healed, healed, and healed. Oh, you're healed through your sickness. You're healed through all pain that you have. It ain't there no more, hallelujah, because you passed by. My God, I'm so glad he's passing by today, hallelujah, to touch the minds of people, to touch the bodies of people, to touch the soul of man right now, glory to God, and make them whole, hallelujah. It don't matter what city you're in or country, because God is passing by this moment. Oh, yes, and he's going to touch you in the point of your needs. Oh, yes, he's going to be a provider for you today, hallelujah. Whatever you need, glory to God. You ought to let him touch you right now, hallelujah. Don't fight it, but glory to God, join it. Go with the flow right now, what God is doing. He's waiting just for you, Lord, have mercy. He put you in the cleft of his rock right now, and that rock is Jesus. He is your hiding place right now, glory to God, because you're in the cleft of the rock. My God, my God, can you see his goodness and graciousness falling on you now, glory to God, and on your family, on your household right now, hallelujah. You ought to say, thank you, God Almighty. I thank you for what you're doing in this hour, Father. I thank you for watching over me, hallelujah. I thank you for your radiating power, Lord, that has touched me now. I feel like going on. I feel like pressing my way now. When things get a little hot in my life, glory to God, I know God is standing right there, hallelujah, with his hand stretched out over me, glory to God. He'll be the cover that I need when that storm is raging. He'll be the cover I need when everything has failed me, look like, glory to God. I know it's not a fail. I know it's not a failure in nothing I've done. But it's in the devil, praise God, trying his best to make me think that God has passed me by and didn't cover me. It make me think that there's no God on my side. But I'm assured today, he say, I know your name. I know where you live. I know what you need, and I am the supplier today, glory to God, hallelujah. Won't you believe it today, glory to God, that God is on your side, and you ain't got to fear what man do to you. You ain't got to fear what the devil say he's going to do to you, because his gonna don't have no validation in my life. Oh, hallelujah, tell him that today, hallelujah. You can't hurt me, you can't hurt me, you make me think you hurt me, but it's not hurting, glory to God, because I have a hand of the king on me, and when the hand of the king on me, he covers everything in me that I need today, hallelujah. If my money low, hallelujah, he will enlarge it, hallelujah. My pocketbook is big, glory to God. I got an oversized purse, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got an unlimited credit card, hallelujah, because of whose I am right now, glory to God, because he's on my side. I ain't worrying about nothing today, glory to God. He'll make a way out of no way for me. Can you believe it today? My God, my God, can you see that goodness of God? He told you he'll make his goodness, my God, just for you, Lord, have mercy. Can you see it passing by? Can you see it right now in your house? Can you see it in your car? Can you see it in your relationship? Can you see it in your children? Oh, can you see that goodness right now? It's made just for you, you and you. Why? Because he's a good God. my God, and he's a God to keep his promise. And his promises is made to you, you, and you today, because you are Abraham's children. My God, and thereby you in the will. And you have inherited the riches of the master. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Lord, to think about it, I'm feeling good. To think about it, hallelujah, that I'm already rich. I ain't getting rich. I don't even want to be. I ain't a want to be. I am already. Glory to God. Because when he gave up his life for me, oh, that I may have a right to the tree of life. And that tree is full of nothing but what I need. Oh, I'm shaking the tree right now. My God, my God. Can you see the riches falling off of it? Can you see the gold and silver that he promised? It's all falling off of it. Whatever you need, God got it right now. You ought to put your basket up under the tree right now and get it filled. Remember when he fed those 5,000 and 7,000? I know he fed some more, but I liked about the baskets left over. You have some baskets filled up, left over after the tree was shook the first time. You brought some more basket and filled it up the second time. And after that got filled, you brought it back and filled it up the third time. Oh, honey, you just filling that, refilling and refilling and refilling and refilling. My God, you got so much. You got it running over. See, your basket so full, it's running over right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you, I'm just overwhelmed with the word today, knowing that the goodness of the Lord is here, knowing that he just made it for me, you see, to pass before me. He made it for me to have in my own self. I ain't got to go out there. You know one thing? You ain't supposed to be borrowing for nobody else. You hear what I'm saying? Glory, you ought to be able to lend. You hear what I'm saying? Lend to others. My. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. See, when you become that lender, that means that tree done filled up of many baskets. Oh, my. Can you get it? It's loaded. See, you loaded. When people say you're loaded, you're loaded. Now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because what? God has spoken. The word has spoken to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? This word today is for you, you, and you today. That God is on your side. He know your name. He know where you live. He know what kind of house you live in. He know the intents of your heart today. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is where God is today. He's waiting for you, you, and you, huh? Moses got his, huh? He got his. Oh, glory to God. And listen, the disciples, oh, my God, they got theirs, huh? Oh, my God, James and Peter and John, they got theirs. Yes, they did, and they got enough to go pass on to somebody else. Hallelujah. Can you pass on what you got? Can you pass on what you got today? What God has already given you, he's not going to give it to you. Gonna, forget the gonna. It's already yours. He's already given it to you, you and you. It belongs to you. Tell the devil, say, it belongs to me already. I'm not going to get it. It's already mine. It's manifested. As my faith come forth, it will begin to manifest. Come on, somebody. Help me out here. Ain't no more shadows on that gift. Ain't no more shadows on what God has promised you. The shadows are gone right now. See, the only shadow you should be under is God's shadow, shadow of goodness, mercy. That's the shadow you should be under today, because God has covered you right now so that you can only receive what he has for you. And see, the devil cover had holes in it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But God gave you a cover that can hold. You can turn it upside down, that cover, and it will hold all your blessings.
Oh,
my God, my God. In the shadows of goodness and mercy. You see, that's why he told you that, hey, he gave you the shadows of goodness and mercy. They are going to be with you all the days of your life. They are there because God promised. He's an eternal God, huh? He has eternal blessings. Do you hear what I'm saying? And his word is eternal, and it will always be there for you if you really will reach out and touch it. Right now. Right now, it's yours. Don't be waiting. Well, I'm waiting till my time, because your time is always. You see me saying it's right there now. Right now. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Today is your day. Today, don't wait till I win my season, because your season is already here. Remember the groundhog? So they say he saw his shadow and then got more days of winter or whatever they say. You know how that groundhog stuff go, huh? Okay, let me hear what I'm saying. He saw his shadow. Did you see your shadow? Oh, my. I have a long day, long time of blessing. Huh? Because when my shadow reached the shadow of God's wings that cover me from the evils of the world, let me tell you, I have a long life. I have long blessings, increased blessings. Can you get it today? Hallelujah. I just love my Jesus. You know, I thank God for what he's doing and what he's already done. Now, I'm going to let this hand go into the hands of our own engineer, I guess, praise God, because, you know, I could go on and on, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cried, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. I thank God for his man. You know why people don't understand me, huh? Because they can't calculate where my blessings come from.
Come on now.
See, if you don't know God, you don't know how I'm blessed. I didn't have to do no hook or crook to get where I am today. Did you hear me? I didn't have to go on a corner. I didn't have to go to the dope den.
Come on now.
I didn't have to get no sweet back. Huh? All I got was Jesus. And when I got Jesus in my life and find out the secret to my own success, hear what I'm saying? Secret to my own success. And it lies in Jesus Christ. Believing, trusting. Oh, hallelujah. I'm feeling this. Hey, glory to God. Everything that I need, God gives. Everything that I want, God gives. Did you hear what I'm saying? When he said in his scripture, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And he did it for me. It's the truth. The word is true today. I live it every day. And I ain't going to tell you how long I've been living it, but it's a long time. I've been living this thing when I found out the secret to my own success. It took time. Now, it's going to take you time to find out, because you don't want to believe giving is a part of it, the biggest part of it. Giving of yourself unselfishly, and giving of yourself. You give love to people that don't have love. You give love even though they give you hate. You still give them love. One day I write a book on the secrets of my success. See, you may think it's out there going by Bill Gates' recipe and all that. Bill Gates' recipe can't help me. Only God's recipe can. Did you hear me? I better get off this, because I need another hour. Hallelujah. Because when every time I think about it, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Lord, have mercy. Because he know my name. I'm so glad Jesus know my name. Are you his hour? Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's right about now. I wish we had more time to broadcast. Because I tell you, when I tell you it is turned up with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, which shadow are you in? Oh, you better be under the shadows of the Almighty, because in that shadow, there is healing. In that shadow, there is financial blessing. In that shadow, it's an overflow of love. I tell you, whatever you need, it's in that shadow. That good shadow. Now, we're not talking about that dark shadow. Even though that shadow is a darkness, it is not that kind of darkness. So let's get that right now, okay? But I tell you, the shadows. And as she was talking about Moses and Joshua, you know, Joshua was in Moses' shadow. God was training him up because he stuck by his leader. He stuck by his leader. I tell you, I say, wow. But before she even came with Moses and Joshua, and I had already wrote it down, she was talking about Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina. And I'm like, she was in her mom's shadow so long that now she wants the attention her mama had. She is not getting it, so you do stuff to get the attention. But when you're in God, and you stand behind that man or woman of God in that shadow, you just don't know what God is doing for you. He is building you up. He is building you up. I tell you, he is building you up for what he called you to do. I tell you, so just know that whatever you need in this day and in this time, and believe me, I'm preaching to myself as well, that God got it. He is such an awesome God. And I tell you, call on that name of Jesus today. If you don't know him, Lord have mercy, cry out to him right now. This is the time. This is the season. There is no season that you cannot cry out to God. I tell you. Ooh, I just wish we had more time so the apostle could just continue to light it up. I mean, she just started at the end, coming close to the end of the broadcast. I tell you, God is still good. Continue to tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That calling number is 347-57-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Write it on a piece of paper. Write the website. Write the phone number down. Pass it on. Better yet, text it. Or you can even email it. I mean, there is so much ways that you can pass it on to someone else. You never know what segment will help someone through, just like it's helping you through. Pass it along to someone else. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That's at 11 p.m. every Friday night, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. I tell you, we come there, ain't no playing. We come to tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. We pray one for another. We pray for the nation. I mean, we even pray for our unsaved loved ones. I tell you, there's not no one in this world that don't need prayer. I don't care whether you atheist, you whatever religion you need. You better thank God that someone was praying for you to live that long to be whatever it is that you think that you are. I tell you, God is good. Just come on, just pray. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m.
Also, Friday, tomorrow at noon, come on the prayer line with Apostle Porter. That call-in number is 605-562-3000, and the code is 187-288-POUND. That's 605-562-3000, and that code is 187-288-POUND. Also, every Monday, we have I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael at 3 p.m., and that call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Again, that's 917-889-2211. And let's keep Deacon Michael in prayer that he will get a voice that when you call and ask him any questions or need prayer, he'll be able to talk to you. I tell you, God is good. Till then, you be blessed and looking forward to seeing you on that prayer line tomorrow. Till then, be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.